So now we actually come
then
to
I
the
jump
end.
in now.
We
no,
come to the end, Elizabeth, and
we've come
we'd
to the
like
end almost.
The director to see if you have some nice words for us. Thank you.
Some nice words, some reflections, but most important, what an impressive rundown of activities. Now I think we've heard from the different vice chairs, domain coordinators, and the regional rapporteurs in the room. Really, really super impressive of what is happening in UNCFACT. I think it's its own sort of like normative machinery if you take it from their side. So really, thank you for the summaries, and let me express my deep, I'm impressed. And big thank you to all the 100 people, as we just heard, or 100 people and from 30 countries for coming to Geneva, and also all those who join us online. Numbers matter, particularly when it comes to reporting, so great to have these numbers here so clearly. Now, a big thank you also to all the speakers. So many experts and colleagues spoke, and particularly also speakers from different organizations and entities, and we already had a lot of acronyms being said on the podium here before, but I have a list of at least 16 further acronyms. I maybe won't go through them, but there are many Geneva-based organizations, WTO, UN Trade and Development, organizations in Brussels, such as European Commission, WCO, and many others who spoke, and some of them we have already specifically pointed out here in the room. Now, looking at the forum, and again, some of the numbers were just mentioned, like the 16 interactive sessions, I'd like to flag different aspects of them. I mean, we had the policy dialogue here at the beginning, and for me, it's always super important to link the very technical discussions you're having to the policy debate, and I'm happy we could do that in the opening session. I'm also super happy that we could launch the joint call to action with ICC-DSI. This really also is important because it's about the use and the actual implementation of the tools. So I was extremely happy with that. And we had this in the nice open space in the H building, our new office building. And then we jumped into a very small room, but had it overwhelmingly crowded for our team of specialists on the ESG traceability of sustainable value chains for the circular economy. And then I noted that you all had your working sessions. And Sue, you rightly mentioned, sometimes we are constrained by the availability of rooms in all of this, and this is definitely one of the challenges. Now, talking about the challenges, Sue, I heard you, like, it's a lot and we are not always servicing all the work streams as we could. And I was listening to all what the domain coordinators and vice chair said, and said, like, yes, this is massively impressive. At some point, I just fear we will have to cut, yeah? And I will have to make some decisions about where to cut. And I will try to work on them in making these decisions in the best possible and informed manner. Also in an inclusive manner, and I think one of our domain coordinators talked also about this, which work stream to actually carry forward. We need to have a good process for deciding what we do, what we stop doing, and what else we take on. And we need to do that together with you experts. We need to do it together with our member states. And I need to also really, really listen to the team who are carrying this heavy workload. Now, there are two things we definitely don't cut. Yeah. So one is going to Rome, end of the year. I think everybody is super excited about going to Rome. And one thing is reconvening, not in this room, but I think in the other room, room 24, tomorrow for our UNCFAC plenary. And I think the UNCFAC plenary is really, it's great to have it back to the forum, because there we look at some of the more intergovernmental issues, we take some decisions, we maybe also look a little bit at prioritizing, but that's definitely something we want to do. And I think this combination of forum and plenary together is already something very useful. Now, at all of this, I'd like to close by having thanked you, distinguished expert in the room, in the online space, our bureau members, our vice chair. I'd also like to thank the team, because the team has worked incredibly hard. And this is Maria Teresa, who is the officer in charge of the section, and this is Kamola, who is the secretary of UNCFACT. And these are also Kevin, Olivia and Felix here in the room, and this is also Nadia, who is the secretary of our trade committee, and I'm very, very happy that we could start creating some linkages between the trade committee. It's one of our two sectoral committees, and UNCFACT. And I think this is also happening, Norbeck, through you as your role in the bureau of the two committees. So a big, big, big thank you to the team. And that also includes the administrative staff, Amelia and Gisette, who have in such a wonderful way supported the preparations of the forum. And I'd like to point out that Felix just also joined us in this regard. So big thank you to the team. And with that, I think I'm not going to stand anymore between all of us here and hopefully some relaxing afternoon and evening. And I hope everybody will be ready to reconvene. Those of you traveling home, travel well, travel safely. Take the good spirit and the good dynamic of UNCFACT with you. I was really, really impressed by the many dynamic interactions, and I hope to carry some of these also into our intergovernmental debates. So I think I'll leave it here. And so last but not least, thank you for your chairmanship, of also your active role here. And we kind of move on this process tomorrow, and it was lovely to have a little party together with you as well. Thank you.